Hey Kathy, welcome to the program.
It's time for Garden Q&A because
our
it's
monthly
the beginning
Garden Q&A.
Of August, yeah.
Right, and people don't think much about planting in August, but those are silly people.
Some people seem surprised when they find out we don't just take the garden out after the summer harvest or in the middle of the summer harvest almost. But, you know, I go through some social media groups to look at gardening questions, and we get this every year.
Yeah, and here's the typical one. I didn't put a garden this year, but would like to plant some things now. Any suggestions for fall harvesting, or am I too late? I have a cold frame. I can plant kale and Swiss chard in there, right? Would any flowers bloom before frost?
You want to handle the kale and chard in the cold frame question first?
Well, I wouldn't plant kale and Swiss chard now.
I wouldn't do that. Actually, a cold frame you wouldn't start using until October.
Well, yeah, again, we're in the upper Midwest here.
Yes, true.
October. But, you know, I mean, kale and Swiss chard, I guess you could plant them now. We've never done that.
I hope the person who wrote this question is listening and will let us know how it goes. but as far as what can you plant... What can't you plant? Well there's a lot that you can't plant. We just talked about maybe one of them, but we are we're just full of ideas about that. Golly, we're putting in carrots. I'm trying some fall peas for the first time this year. We'll see how that goes.
Beans.
Green beans and
dried beans too.
Some more dried beans. We do a lot of black beans and pinto beans. And what else are we putting in?
Turnips. Tons of turnips. Because turnips are not only good for eating, they're good for soil.
They're good for the soil. We're doing some cover crop. So we're doing some fall planting of a mixture of turnip and red wheat?
Yeah, winter wheat, yeah.
Winter wheat seed. So we need to replenish our soil a little bit, give it a rest, and if it doesn't have to produce a lot of, you know, big foods, it can get re-nourished a little bit.
But I guess in our area... Early August is a good time to plant fall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would wait a little bit later maybe for lettuce, maybe second week of August for lettuce, spinach, arugula.
It's been so hot here.
But go for it, yeah.
Keep everything watered.
Let your planting whims run crazy.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It's all about the growing season for that particular crop. If it can come to fruition before the end of the before the first frost, you're good to go.
Somebody writes, I have a million tomatoes on my plants, but none of them are turning red. I've taken two off so far that were partial. And then my cherry tomatoes, I have picked several orange ones. Any help as to why they aren't changing colors?
I'm going to guess that the tomatoes are determinant, or probably a hybrid tomato, not indeterminate. Or probably an heirloom tomato. The determinant will come on all at once. There's a determined time for it. It's a determined season for it. They kind of come on all at the same time or in the same week or two, and you got to pick them all. They take a little longer to come on, but indeterminate varieties, heirloom varieties, will start earlier, ripen earlier, and then the season will last longer. They just keep growing and growing.
Yeah, if they have, quote, a million, I'm not making that up, that's what they say,
okay.
tomatoes, but they're not turning red. They're probably all just getting ready for that moment when they are determined,
yes.
Predetermined,
Ooh.
to... turn red.
Well, and if they're blushing, yes, you can pick them when they're blushing. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago, and they will ripen on your counter. You don't have to do anything special to them, and they'll be just fine. In fact, it can help the plant produce more tomatoes for you.
So somebody writes that they're looking at a photograph of a shallow fountain. It's on Etsy. It's called a bee-themed gift from a company in England. They say, really cool water feature for the bees. Wish I had a place in the room.
Well, the bees do want a lot of water in this heat. We've had a lot of neighbors say, your bees are all over my bird feeder right now.
Bird
bath right now. And it could be anybody's bees, frankly.
Sure.
But yes, bees need to get their water, and they've been struggling to get enough lately. But you don't need to buy a fancy contraption.
No, the problem with a bird bath is the water tends to be deep enough for birds to bathe in, thus the name, but it's also deep enough for bees to drown in,
mm-hmm.
and they will drown. You will see the little bodies.
Their backstroke wears out.
Backstroking their way into oblivion, you know.
Yeah.
But we when we did have a bird feeder that we used for water, we would put a a rock in there so that they could sit on the rock and drink without drowning.
Kind of a flat, sloping rock. Think in terms of a kiddie pool where you have a graduated entrance point for the children.
And bees will suck water out of the dirt. So if you just, if you've got an area around the hives that has a good soaking every morning or something, that should do it too.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to help your neighbor's bees or the wild bees, you know, put a little dish of some kind out that's not too deep, and you know, let the bees have some water. They can make better honey if they don't have to go too far for water.
Right. Okay. Somebody asked, where does everyone source their garlic for fall planting? Well, we're way ahead of that. That's not till October, November.
Mm-hmm. We're way ahead of planting time.
Yeah, I guess it's the right time to source your heads.
It certainly is. I know some of the seed companies have it. A lot of the farm stores will have it, the farm and feed stores. But it, you know, you solve the problem before next year by saving some of next year's harvest for your fall planting.
Because the garlic that we have now, I got it in 2015, and we're using the same stash. This is what, this will be 12 years running now.
Yeah, and let's and so we don't have time to go into how you save it, but look that up. But we just want to make sure that we're talking about Iowa, so people have better luck with the hardneck variety of garlic. So it's winter garlic.
We plant it early November.
We do.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Kathy.
You bet.